Good afternoon. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Monday, the 21st of September. What have we got? I'll tell you now, actually, if you catch this in the next 10 or 15 minutes, I will probably be backing over 1.5 goals at Shanghai. Well, I will be. Shanghai Shenhua versus Jiangsu through the second half. So through the first 5-10 minutes of this second half, I'll drip in on over 1.5 on that game. That's the Shanghai Shenhua game that's on, not the Guangzhou RNF game, by the way. It's the one that's half-time right this second. And later on, 5 o'clock kickoff, Dynamo Moscow Akhmet Grozny. At 70 minutes, as long as it is not 0-0, I will back the, or lay the under the goal line, whatever it is. So if it's 1-0 under 1.5, 1-1 under 2.5, etc. from 70 minutes through 80 minutes. That is Dynamo Moscow Akhmet Grozny. There's NFL tonight, the first game in the Allegiant Stadium. First time ever in Las Vegas. New Orleans Saints, who are one of my picks for the Super Bowl, are heading to Las Vegas. The handicap, I think, New Orleans will cover, but not got anything in it that I want to have a bet. And I think under 48.5 points is a bet. Under 48.5 points at 10 to 11. Generally, so that's the bet for the NFL, under 48.5 points. So you've got Akhmet Grozny and Dynamo 70 minutes onwards, as long as it's not 0-0. And if you're in this China game now, if you get this pod early enough, over 1.5 there. Took the good lady out. She got smashed yesterday. She doesn't drink much, Sam, and she we went for lunch. She ordered a bottle of Prosecco because it just she said I fancy having a couple of drinks, and two glasses in, she was all over the shop, absolutely hammered. So by we went out about 2-ish, I suppose, by 10 o'clock last night, the hangover was kicking in. So she's had a bad night. Yeah, she doesn't drink, see? Trying to celebrate the old end of quarantine. Thought she'd just have a couple of drinks. Can't handle it. Rubbish. But no, we had a lovely afternoon, to be fair. Just I didn't look at my phone or anything. It was lovely. I just binned the lot off. And I thoroughly enjoyed it, I'm not going to lie. Of course, before that, there was a football game on that I did take in bits of. I was still finishing up work, but I took in bits of a game. Gave my right old pasting, didn't we? Hey, the old Kane Son show. Wait till we got Gareth alongside him, and then we got that left-back solidifying things that side. Hey, it's going to be great times. It's going to be marvellous. I think there was a couple of conscientious penalty decisions, wasn't there? I didn't see the Southampton one, but apparently whacked at his arm or something. It seems I see lots of people kicking off about refereeing decisions. It is what it is. You can't change them. And if you're going to say, stop watching, I'm going to stop watching. People go, oh, if your football's getting like that, I'm not. Don't watch then. Don't watch. Don't keep threatening to not watch. Just don't watch. I don't want to hear all the threats of, if it keeps on like that, I'm not going to watch anymore and I'm done with football. Right, well, stop. Turn it off. Go and watch something else. Go learn how to cook, sing, do whatever you want to do. Play the piano. Stop people threatening things. Aren't they always going to threaten? If that's that, then I'm off. I'm either do it or don't do it. Honestly, it's pathetic. You just make yourself look a complete and utter prat when you say, if that's me done with football, and in the following week, you're going on about the same old shit again. Oh, a mate of mine in Scotland does it all the time. Every week. Ah, that's me. Football's unwatchable. I'm done with it. He's done it for 12 months now. Every week he's on. He watches every single game that's on TV. I said to him, do you do anything else with your life? He got kids, but he split up with his missus a couple of years ago. That's all he does is what he watches every single game, and he just sits moaning about them, texting me all the time. I'd love to block him, but he's quite good on the horses. Yeah, so that's that. Yeah, don't watch. And did Boris go to Perugia or not? Who knows? We'll find out, won't they? I can't believe they're saying he didn't, if he did, because they will definitely find out. But it's a strange one, isn't it? Strange that the old airport or whatever it was said that he went. Who knows? Anyway, that's it. I've had a quick look. I haven't done a thorough look, so don't take this as gospel. I don't think there's any Ultimate Midweek Football, but I haven't loaded the coupons through our process. I just had a quick scan on Football 24. But if there isn't, then obviously the next update for that will be Friday. If there is, there'll be one in the morning. I'll run everything in the morning as normal. Yeah, and then as I say, we're going to move into some different areas now. I've pretty much got things set up for the season for most of the stuff. I've got a few people to speak to. Need to have a word with Chrissy's spreadsheets, hopefully tomorrow. But other than that, yeah, we'll be off and running, and the volume will pick up, and it'll be good, and Spurs will march to the title. Yeah, lovely, beautiful. I might start singing again. We need to get a little bit more upbeat around us. Everybody moaning all the time. Honestly, the world is full of people who moan about stuff. Try and be a bit more cheerful. Be like me. Cheerful, happy-go-lucky. Take life in your stride. Chillaxed. Right, have a lovely... this China game will be over by the time I finish rambling on, won't it? Have a lovely Monday afternoon, and I will be back with you all tomorrow.